If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Those of you who have been listening for years, and we start our, 2018? We start our 14th year on the air with Travelers 411 this September. We start our 17th year on the air with Travel with Stephanie Abrams, July, the first Sunday in July this year. And it is a very unusual day when I hold a guest into another hour after having done a whole hour with the guest. And I've done it a few times. One that comes to mind is the Baron of Salt. That's his title. Who is the owner and lord of the manor at Baliek Castle in County Mayo, Ireland. There's maybe a handful. It's not all that many people, because most of the time you can cover the content of what everybody needs to know about in an hour or less, but not in the case of Homeric Tours. In the case of Homeric Tours, there is so much to talk about, and we're going to try to do more of that in this hour. So if you missed the last hour, you can go to travelers411.com, click on podcast. You can subscribe free. And for 52 weeks, you will find every interview we've done. And then 53 weeks out, the oldest show will drop off as the newest one comes on. At the same time that we create that podcast, we also create the archived audio. For every show, that stays forever. So the differences are the podcasts are downloadable, but they have a longevity of 52 weeks. The archived material, you can't download, but you can listen to it forever. In fact, if you want to hear other interviews that I have done with John Kalados, and if you want to just put his name, Kalados, into the search box, and you'll get links to interviews we've done in the past. And if you specifically want to hear about offerings and, you know, the company Homeric Tours, put Homeric Tours into the search box, and you're going to get links to the archived audio, no matter how long ago we did it. And we really need to dive in to learning more about, for those of you who have never been to Greece. You know, when you're going to a country you've never been to before, when you're going to a country that offers a mainland and then an array of wonderful island destinations that are very much part of that country, when you're dealing in a destination where, you know, most of the people in tourism will speak English and speak English well, but it's always a good idea to have somebody who is conversant in English and an American who knows what it is you're looking for. Because I have to tell you, there are hotels and ships that are very appealing to Europeans that Americans would not be interested in at all. And I can remember a guy years ago. His first name was Gino. His last name is unpronounceable. And I'll bet my guest, John Kalados, knows exactly who I'm talking about. And he decided to bring a European ship to the Caribbean. And as he described it to me, quote, "I didn't do my homework." And that meant that he brought this ship from Europe to the Caribbean thinking it would go over big with Americans, and Americans put their nose up in the air because it wasn't as up to the standards that Americans expect. And he said, and that was a million-dollar mistake. He told me that story, by the way, because he wanted me to tell him what's the biggest mistake I ever made. And I couldn't think of a big mistake I ever made that really amounted to anything. I mean, most of the time you make a mistake, you catch it, you fix it, and whatever. I hadn't made any colossal mistakes. I think to date, knock wood, I have not made any colossal mistakes. And he said, well, I'll give you an example. And then he told me the story, how he brought the ship from the Mediterranean to the Caribbean. He didn't do his homework, and it was a million-dollar mistake. And my answer to him was, I haven't got anything that can one-up that. So you really need to be working with people who understand what the American traveler, who is uniquely different from the European traveler, what the American traveler is looking for, and create itineraries and programs that make people so happy that they can still, 50 years later, boast they're still in business in the U.S., sending people outbound to European and North African and Middle Eastern destinations as a company with a great reputation. And we're going to be talking with John Kleatos right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
On the line with me again this hour is John Kleatos, Vice President of Homeric Tours. I suspect, John, that part of what has kept you young and full of vitality is the ever-growing, ever-changing Homeric Tours, because you always have something new that you're working on and making successful and educating travelers about and people in the travel industry, group movers and travel agents, letting them know, you know, what it is your company is doing. And the company has amazingly evolved to this list. I can't get it all in this one column. I'm trying to write down all the places. But let's start talking about where we left off in the last hour, talking about Greece. I'm sure we have people in our audience listening who have never been to Greece. And when the world was in economic crisis between 2008 and 2012-13, you know, Greece felt that painfully. And it was even more painful for me to watch some of the kinds of things that the EU wanted to impose on anybody they were helping. And one of them being that they shouldn't be promoting their travel and tourism products, which would be a major way of getting out of a slump. So it's wonderful that that's behind us now. But I'm sure there are people that would have liked to have gone to Greece during that period and thought, well, maybe this isn't the best time. And now seems to be the best time.
Now is definitely the best time. And you're right. In my office here, to go back to what your opening statement, it's never a dull moment at Homeric Tours. That's what I always say. It's always something exciting, something vibrant. Even if it's something negative, it's still exciting to be able to tackle it and take care of it and then move on. With that said, Greece now couldn't be a better time for people to visit if they haven't visited. And if they have visited and they feel like going back, it's a great time to go, in my opinion. The country has come full circle. They are, you know, welcoming tourists from all over the country now, all over the world, actually. And it's just a beautiful destination to go to. You know, Greece, I consider Greece to be the Caribbean of Europe, per se. You know, the islands there are a thousand different islands. Every island is different from the next. The climate, the water, everything is just spectacular there. The food is fantastic. You really can't say anything bad. And as you mentioned earlier in the previous show, I mean, the hospitality from the Greeks, it's in our DNA. So we welcome everybody that comes abroad and visits Greece for a vacation.
But the difference between Caribbean islands And
there's no comparison as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I try to do it that way. I say that because, you know, you have all of these Greek islands, you have all these Caribbean islands, and pretty much everybody from the United States and Canada go to the Caribbean. And everybody from Europe, in essence, goes to the Greek islands, as does Americans, of course.
But there's so much more. It's not, you know, one of the problems that they have in the Caribbean is trying to distinguish one island destination from another, because you know, otherwise it's just reduced to, you know, sand, sea, and palm trees and a pina colada or something.
That's right.
And when you look at a Greek island, while you have, you know, the idyllic, you know, water sports and whatnot, and I remember being in Mykonos and interviewing the woman who's in charge of the sailing school where they teach children, little tiny people, how to sail from the, you know, the early, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. They were already teaching them how to sail. There's so much going on. But then you have, you know, all the things that you'd find in a city. You know, all the cultural things that people flock to cities for. You've got that, and the history, and the architecture, and the everything on each of the islands. And each one is so different that there's no way you can arrive at a Greek island and say, you know, did we just go round trip to the place we just came from? Because it's so different. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and continue our conversation with John Kleitos from Homeric Tours. Don't leave me.
Time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, Matt Simonson at Hotel 1000 in beautiful downtown Seattle, here to tell you a little bit about what luxury means to us. True luxury is about anticipatory service and a seamless guest experience. But to us, luxury also means value. Since our opening in 2006, we've included as much as possible in the room rate. This means no nickel and diming. Our guests enjoy complimentary high-speed internet access throughout the hotel with extra broadband so you can bring as many devices as you'd like. Sparkling wine at check-in, your choice of newspaper, complimentary coffee served in the lobby and library, as well as Keurigs in each guest room, a business center with color printer, and delicious Mighty O donuts in our studio every morning. Go to our Facebook page now and like us for a chance to win an overnight stay and other great prizes. Or visit us at Hotel1000Seattle.com to plan your next visit to the Emerald City. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Cocknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Cocknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Cocknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am really delighted to have the luxury of having a conversation that you've joined me for with John Kleitos, who's vice president at Homeric Tours, a global travel tour company. that has offices in multiple places around the world. And that's, you know, one of the things that makes it so nice to work with them, because, you know, you're someplace and you need somebody to talk to. I remember being in Athens, and it was great that, you know, I could just pick up the phone and there were the people in the Athens office, and they were able to, you know, they came to me, I went to them. It's, we met places. I mean, it was just, it was marvelous. So, John, for the person who's never been to Greece, mm-hmm. your suggestion is you want to start an itinerary that's going to fly into Athens. And then what? I mean, what would be the ideal trip for the first-time visitor to Greece?
Well, in my opinion, usually people that go to a country for the first time, they usually don't want to spend more than a week to 10 days. Once they familiarize themselves with the country, then they always regrettably turn around and say that, I wish I had more time. Right. I should have stayed longer.
Absolutely.
You know, comments like that. So I would tell people that if they've never done Greece before, the best way to see Greece really is through a cruise. And I would have them visit. Obviously, they would have to fly into Athens. So I would have them stay in Athens for a few nights, get over the jet lag, do a comprehensive Athens city tour where they'll visit the Acropolis and the newly multi-million-dollar museum they built a few years ago. At the foot of the Acropolis and all of the other historical sites.
Well, let me ask you about
historical
that.
Sites.
Hang
in
on.
Greece.
Let me ask you about that.
Sure.
I remember being in Athens mm-hmm. on one of my many trips when they were building the subway. And as they dug down, they found amazing artifacts and they stopped the building so they could properly deal with, you know, not harming the, you know, all kinds of jugs and vessels and pottery.
And you know, and what? They've done something one step better. And that is, for example, you're absolutely right. When the Olympics were going to be held in Greece, one of the mandatory things that had to be done was transportation for the anticipated amount of people that were going to visit Greece for the Olympics. So they had to build an underground rail station, as you mentioned. For example, if you go to Syntyma Square, which you mentioned earlier, is right by the Grand Britannia, it's right there with the changing of the guards and so on. If you go downstairs, before even paying for your token, you will see a bulletproof glass wall that's probably about maybe 8 to 10, more like 10 to 12 feet tall by the length of an office building. And behind that bulletproof glass, you'll see layers and layers of civilization of Greece, including ancient potteries, a coffin, even plumbing, ancient plumbing that went on back in the ancient times. All of that, you can see that. It's amazing. Every train stop that they built is a museum in itself.
Yeah, we didn't have time to go down there the last time we were in Greece, but I knew about it, that it was, you know, like you go to get on the subway and you're actually having an experience in a museum at the same time.
Yeah, it's almost like a moving museum.
But from what I understood, the things that are showcased in the walls of the subway station and, you know, the area near the platform, wherever these things are, were things that were actually found when they were digging to build the subway.
That's correct.
Isn't that incredible?
What I tried to say is that they left everything intact in this one particular description that I was giving you.
Wow.
When you see the layers of civilization, you see artifacts within those layers, and they were able to define what period of time were these things made. And you'll see things, you know, B.C., of course, all over the place. It's just extraordinary. It really is.
Wow. And the country of Greece has always been very protective of its ancient, antiquity, all the wonderful things and statuary and whatnot. And they are very careful about who is allowed to take a picture of what, so that nothing is used in a disrespectful way, which I think is so brilliant. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and dive in further of, you know, what is there to see and do in Athens and where do we go next? Don't leave me.
Thank you.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have John Kleidos on the line with me. I want to send you to my Facebook page and my blog. My Facebook is Stephanie.Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, Stephanie.Abrams.94. My blog is sabrams.com, sabrams.com/blog, takes you right to the blog. You will find two photos posted. They are shots I took sitting at my console of the monitor at my console that during the recording, you see a black background, you see green lines, the top line of squigglies that looks like an electrocardiograph or something is John Kleidos' voice. The bottom line is my voice. Where it's a black background and you see numbers and a stopwatch counting down, well, you can't tell it's counting down because it's just a still shot, but it was counting down. I took that while we were talking. The second picture with the white background was when the interview for the last segment came to an end. We were going into the commercial break and we were saving that piece of, because we record it for the podcast and for archived audio. And so you see that with a white background. Look at John's voice lines. He's amazing. I'm about to start my 17th year doing this. I have never seen anybody's voice line look like a placemat. Perfect. All sides, top, sides, bottom. It's or a stockade fence. I mean, the carpenter came through, leveled everything. Wow. You're something, John. Yes, we're going to...
I don't know how I did it, but I guess I did.
Well, no, that wasn't the first place you did it. I mean, this has been going on since the last hour that we were talking, and I said, you know, I really want to take a photo of this. This is quite remarkable. So we were talking about, if you've never been to Greece before, you come into Athens first. How many days and nights... the first day you arrive, if you're coming in from the U.S., you'll do a little bit, and then you're kind of implode with jet lag. I mean, you're going to need a nap somewhere in there. And by the next day, you should be moving along to getting on time properly, Greek time. What is the time zone called that Greece is in? Do you know?
Well, they're 8 hours ahead. Eight hours ahead from us right now with the spring break.
Well, they have...
With the spring...
Aren't they generally 7 hours ahead of us?
Generally, but now they're eight.
Why?
Because of I don't exactly why is I don't really have that answer for you other than when they experience their put their clocks ahead.
Yeah.
And we put hours. For some reason, okay. It becomes 8 hour difference.
All right. So here's what you do, people. When you want to, have somebody maybe you know in Greece or somebody's going to come meet you or whatever, and you're traveling over and you want to know what time is what, go to Google and just put in time now in, and then put, Athens or, Paris or London or, Tokyo, wherever in the world you want to know, and it's going to tell you what time it is there now. So, but that aside, we're now in Athens. So what do you recommend? Are all the tours that you do completely laid out, or are there more loosey-goosey kind of tours?
Actually, both. I mean, our tours in our brochure are very laid out and very specific in terms of when people need to do things and when we're going to pick them up and so on and so forth. But, you know, I would tell you that about a good 40% of our business is FIT, meaning the customized itinerary. So if somebody goes through my brochure and says, you know, I like this on this page, but I want to add it with that page from another page and so on and so forth, you know, we easily do that. So, you know, it can be really to the taste and the specifications of the client. Uh-huh. Of what they want, and we'll put it together for them. You know, realistically, you can't put every combination under one roof because the brochure will be like the Sears catalog. It'll be 3-4 inches thick, which is, you know, doesn't work.
I know what you're talking about. So, for how long do you advise people to plan to be in Athens to get a good feel and flavor for what Athens and the satellites close to Athens that you might want to visit?
Right. You know, it comes down to this, Stephanie. It comes down to what the client really wants. There are people who are more concerned or they're there to see a lot of the antiquities and so on. For those people, I would tell them to spend more time in the Athens vicinity. For example, you know, you're going to do your Athens city tour. You're going to see all the sites that there is in the city of Athens. But then there are some fantastic excursions outside of Athens, such as even a half-day trip to Cape Sunion, where an Acropolis was built at the edge of a mountain, as you know, for Neptune, the god, you know, the god of sea. There are other fantastic classical tours that'll bring you to Messini, Epidaurus, bring you to Delphi, it'll bring you to Olympia, it'll bring you to Kalambaka, where you see Meteora. You can even go further than that. You can go to Thessaloniki, which has an abundance of history there, both for not only for antiquity's sake, but also religious, both for the Jewish and the Christians, for that matter. So there is so much history in Greece. It's just, it's hard to list, quite frankly. You know, so, you name an island, there's history on that island.
Do most of the people that you interact with use the name the Romans gave the Greek god Poseidon, which is Neptune?
Right.
Isn't that funny? Because I go out of my way to make sure that when I'm talking about, you know, the god of the sea, and I'm talking about it in an Italian context, I'll make sure I say Neptune. But if I'm talking about it in a Greek context, I'll be sure I say Poseidon.
Right. Well, with Greeks and Italians, there's an old saying, an Italian saying, which is una fata una razza. Basically,
that
one and the same.
That sounds obscene. What does it mean? Don't translate it if it's dirty. What does it mean? Are you going to tell us what that means? You're going to leave us hanging here.
It means one and the same, basically. Uh-huh. Because the people, even in ancient times, recognized the Greeks, and the Greeks recognized the Romans as being pretty much the same people, the uh-huh. same belief system, the same family values, and things of that nature. So wow. We're very, very close with the Italians in that regard.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fascinating. No, when you said Cape Sunion, you opened the lid on another fabulous memory. The drive there is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And when you get there, there is this peninsula, and then high up on this cliffside, there are the remains of this Greek temple. And you've got the columns and whatever, and, you know, you might want to, you know, pick up in one of the towns you pass through on the way, a picnic lunch or a snack or a beverage or something, and sit in your car or sit on the hood of your car and just, you know, enjoy drinking in this unbelievable sight. And because of where it is, you will see, I promise you, you will see, because Piraeus, the port city of Athens, is a very, very busy port. And from Cape Sunion, you will see ships sailing in and out. So you'll get if you're into photography, you'll get some phenomenal views.
And the sunsets are to die for.
Oh, it has to be amazing. But you put yourself, you know, walk into where all the columns are, you know, walk into the ruin itself, and you can line up what's sailing by between the columns. So you've got the monument, you've got the structure of the temple at Cape Sunyon. You've got the columns. You see the grass and the cliff. You see the gorgeous sapphire blue water. And you see the ship, and almost framed in the columns. I mean, it's a haven for people that are into photography. And by the way, while I'm thinking it, for all of you who know Howard Sunyon, do you know Howard Sunyon? He used to work for Avis. Do you remember him?
You know, I do, but I don't remember him well, to be honest with you.
I'm pretty sure that he covered New England. But I used to bump into him at all kinds of travel industry events and whatever. And I belong to SCAL Boston chapter. Are you a SCAL member?
No longer.
Oh, I hate to hear that. We got to fix that, okay?
I know that they're trying to get me back in there. I don't have the time. I'm just so busy.
I don't really care. You're going to re-up. That's how it's going to be.
Okay, I'm in.
We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Your U.S. passport is the key to your international adventures abroad and is the most secure travel document that proves both citizenship and identity. The State Department's official website, travel.state.gov, has comprehensive information about applying for a passport for the first time, renewing a passport, passports for minors, fees, and much more. You can apply at over 8,000 passport acceptance facilities, including post offices and clerks of court. Standard processing is currently 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited service takes 2 to 3 weeks. If you need your passport in less than 2 weeks, call 1-877-487-2778 to schedule an appointment at one of our regional passport agencies. Once you have your passport, sign up for our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and download our Smart Traveler app on your smartphone. You will receive country-specific information, travel alerts, and warnings. Visit us at travel.state.gov today.
Live from high atop the Ozarks comes the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Okay, I know, you've heard of the Waldorf Astoria, the Biltmore, the Plaza, the Grand, and now you're hearing about the 1886 Crescent. We're all proud members of Historic Hotels of America. Then let me introduce you to the Crescent. Listener, this is the Crescent. Crescent, this is the listener. Oh, you want to know something about us. Okay, the hotel was built by a group of railroad tycoons who wanted to sell the well-to-do train tickets to what had become the healing water mecca of America. 5 stories of limestone sitting atop the Arkansas Ozarks and the state symbol of hospitality. Nuptials, anyone? The 1886 Crescent Hotel will probably do more than 300 weddings each year here in the wedding capital of the South, Eureka Springs. But, you know, you might have also heard about this hotel's paranormal activity. Many consider the 1886 Crescent Hotel America's most haunted hotel. In fact, that's our ghostly website, americasmosthauntedhotel.com.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me John Kleitos, who I told we have just under 5 minutes. How many Greek islands can we stuff into that? And the decision was, let's start by talking about Mykonos, which is a wonderful place because not only can you visit Mykonos and have a wonderful time there, and if you want to see some of Mykonos in a film that you do not want to invite your children into the room to see, this is a film for adult people because there is some nudity and there is some language, and if any of that offends you, then please don't even get the film. But if you can rise above that, I promise you, you will love this movie. It's called Shirley Valentine. about a British woman whose friend wins a fortnight trip to Mykonos from England, and she invites Shirley Valentine to go with her on this 2-week holiday. And the entire, except for the very beginning, the entire film is shot in Mykonos. And so you'll get a feeling for, you know, the lifestyle and the, you know, the natural beauty. And even though this is a film that was probably made in the 80s, that doesn't change. And so much of what makes Greece special doesn't change. That's one of the reasons you go there. And once you're there, it's a little boat ride, maybe a half hour boat ride, to the island of Delos, which is where not only the Greek god Apollo, but his sister Artemis, also a goddess, they were both born there. So, well, at least in Greek mythology. So have a look at that film. You'll love it. So talk to me.
Well, and Delos also was the capital of Greece in ancient times. And it's you know, you bring that up, and it's a wonderful little island
it's
off of Mykonos, like you said. It's uninhabited,
island.
But it's an open-air museum. The entire island is an open-air museum. You'll see Cleopatra's mansion there. You'll see arenas there. You'll see ancient plumbing there, all sorts of artifacts, of course. And it's a fascinating little place to visit for the day while you're staying in Mykonos.
And
for
before the Greek government put security on that island, people that lived in Greece and other places in the Mediterranean, the Aegean, would come up with their boat and go shopping on the island and pick up, you know, cornices and columns and, you know, all kinds of stuff, put it on their boat, take it home, put it in the house they were building. Can't do that anymore, I'm happy to say. But, but in any event, and that, wasn't the film Mamma Mia that makes you think it's in Italy, wasn't that filmed in Greece?
Absolutely. In fact, we were sponsors for that movie.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Mykonos. What do we need to know?
You know, for Mykonos, Mykonos is a very vibrant little island. It's the smallest of all the Greek islands.
Fabulous shopping.
Fantastic.
And by the way, we have
great nightlife.
We have great quality jewelry in America. Regrettably, for the most part, we don't have great creativity in our jewelry. You walk past a jewelry store in Greece, and particularly there's so many jewelry stores in Mykonos, you will see designs like you have never seen in your life. I mean, just gorgeous, museum quality, blow your mind, gorgeous jewelry.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
If you're into cufflinks, rings, bracelets, necklaces, this is where you want to do your shopping. And it's a pleasure to walk through.
Yeah.
And the food is amazing. You wanted to mention the San Marco Hotel we were talking about. We stayed there on our last trip to Mykonos.
You stayed at the San Marco, right?
Yeah, we were there about a week. Oh, God, I didn't want to leave. And it's where they make the best Greek salad in all of Greece. And the first day I had lunch, I had a Greek salad. For the 7 days we were there, I had Greek salad every day for lunch. It's not that Mickey Mouse stuff we get here that we call a Greek salad.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, I don't think any American who hasn't gone to Greece really knows what a real Greek salad tastes like.
No,
you have to go to Greece for that.
Oh, my
God.
Amazing, gorgeous, ripe tomatoes that are sliced into, you know, really nice sections, nice slabs, not a little sprinkle of feta cheese, nice slabs of feta cheese and cucumbers and the dressing and no lettuce, people. There's no lettuce in a Greek salad. I don't know, Americans think if there's no lettuce, it's not a salad. Anyway, you know what? You got to come back again. You know, we got to go to Greece. We have, I've got such an appetite now to have a Greek salad in Greece and to be in Greece and go look up all my old
friends. I'm going there in May. You're welcome to join me.
I'm going with you.
Good.
Take me by my hot little hand. Let's go together.
They just renovated the hotel. It's spectacular. They've added villas as well at the hotel with private plunge pools and so on.
We're going to talk later this week, my friend. And we're going to sit poolside or by the side of the sea, and we're going to share Mykonos and Athens and every place else glorious with our listeners.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, my gosh. Stay with me, everybody. More to come. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.